On Friday, I receive a surprise visit. My brother is waiting for me in the parlour. A gaggle of girls is inventing reasons to walk past so that they can peek in at him. I close the doors behind me, cutting Tom off from his admiring flock before my nausea overtakes me.
"Well, if it isn't my Lady Dore,"
Tom says, standing.
"Have you managed to find me a suitable wife yet? I'm not picky. Just someone pretty, quiet, with a small fortune and her own teeth. Actually, I am flexible on all points but the small fortune. Unless, of course, it's a large one."
For some reason, the sight of Tom, reliable, snobby, shallow Tom, fills me with good cheer. I hadn't realised how much I'd missed him. I throw my arms around him. He stiffens for a second, then hugs me back.
"Yes, well, they must be treating you like a dog if you're glad to see me. I must say, you're looking well."
"I feel well, Tom, truly. I want so much to tell him about Mother, but I know I can't. Not yet. Have you heard from Grandmother? How's Father?" Tom's smile slips.
"Oh, yes, they're doing well."
"Will he come for Assembly Day? I can't wait to see him again and introduce him to all my friends here."
"Well, I wouldn't get my hopes up yet, Gemma. He might not be able to get away just now."
Tom adjusts the cuffs of his shirt sleeves. It's a nervous habit, something I've begun to realise he does only when he lies. "I see," I say quietly. There's a knock at the door and Anne pushes through, eyes wide. She's shocked that I'm in the parlour alone with a man. She covers her eyes with her hand to block the view of us from her.
"Oh, I'm terribly sorry. I only wanted to let Gemma, Miss Doyle, know that we're ready to practice our waltzing."
"I can't just now. I have a visitor." Tom stands, relieved.
"Don't neglect your waltzing on my account. I say, are you all right?"
He's squinting at Anne, who is still averting her eyes. "Oh, for heaven's sakes," I mutter under my breath. I make the necessary introductions. "Miss Anne Bradshaw, may I present Mr. Thomas Doyle, my brother. I'll just show him out, and then we can get to our infernal waltzing."
"That was your brother?"
Anne asks shyly while I'm gliding her around the ballroom. "Yes, the beast himself." I'm still a bit ruffled by the news about Father. I'd hoped by now he'd be on the mend. "He seems very kind." Anne steps on both my feet and I wince in pain. "Tom? Good Lord, he never opened his mouth except to put on airs. He's insufferably impressed with himself. Pity the girl who gets him."
"Still, I think he seems very nice. A true gentleman."
God in heaven, she likes the sot. It's so laughable that it's somewhere beyond comedy and right into tragedy again.
"Is he engaged to anyone?"
"No, no one seems to measure up to his first love." Anne's face falls. She stops without warning, and I twist uncomfortably before springing back to her side.
"Oh? Himself."
It takes her a minute to get the joke, but then she laughs and blushes some more. I haven't the heart to tell her that Tom's looking for a rich wife, probably a pretty one too, and that she will never be able to compete. If only he could see and hear her as she is in the realms. It's infuriating that the things we can do there, all that power, must remain there for the time being. "I cannot dance another step with you, or I shall be bruised for a week."
"You're the one who can't remember the rhythm," Anne chides, following me into the hall.
"And you can't remember that my feet and the floor are not one and the same." Anne starts to retort, but we're interrupted by the sight of Felicity barreling down the hall. She waves a sheet of paper over her head.
"He's coming! He's coming!"
"Who's coming?" I say. She grabs our hands and twirls us around in a circle.
"My father! I've just had a note. He's coming for Assembly Day. Oh, isn't it marvellous?"
She stops.
"Gracious, I've got to get ready. I've got to prepare."
"Well, come on,
Don't just stand here. If I don't learn how to waltz like a proper lady by Sunday, I'm doomed.